This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The group of concerned parents cautions the education ministry against treating education as a billing statement exercise, while a former education minister describes the plan by government as a distraction from issues affecting education. The Barbados Statistical Service stresses the need for stronger data to guide national policy. And the CDB boss says equity financing is crucial for the survival of SMEs. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The spokesperson for the group of concerned parents, Paula Ann Moore, is the latest public figure to express concern over the Ministry of Educational Transformation's statement regarding their plan to inform parents by letter outlining the cost of educating their children. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Ms. Moore said that while the ministry's strategy may be well-intentioned, the message might be distressing for some parents.
Some parents might be deeply disturbed by a potential implication that we are indebted to the government for the education of our children and that government has magnanimously or generously cancelled that debt. More importantly, we know that education is no free lunch. Our blood, sweat, and tears are in the taxpayers' dollars which fund education.
She cautioned that treating education simply as a billing statement exercise could potentially reduce the essential purpose of education.
Such a billing statement exercise may open an unwanted can of worms. It has been officially recognized that the education system is failing too many children. Too many children leave school uncertified with poor literacy and numeracy skills. Should the tax-paying parent or guardian ask back for their money? If we are using accounting terms, should we ask for a more detailed accounting and accountability and transparency on primary and secondary school results? Starting this communication exercise by first focusing on dollars and cents risks dehumanizing the value of education.
Spokesperson for the group of concerned parents, Paula Ann Moore. Meanwhile, former Education Minister Ronald Jones strongly criticizes the Ministry of Educational Transformation's plan to give parents a breakdown of government's cost to educate each public school child. In a statement, Jones labels the initiative as a symbolic gesture and an unfortunate distraction from the genuine challenges facing the education system, such as resource shortages, curriculum reform delays, and infrastructure issues. He highlights the substantial and often unacknowledged contributions parents already make by paying for uniforms, books, transportation, extra lessons, and devices, asserting these sacrifices demonstrate their commitment. He concludes that the ministry is focusing on paperwork rather than meaningful solutions and calls for the ministry to redirect its efforts towards improving educational outcomes, strengthening school environments, and providing leadership grounded in substance, not symbolism. Senior statistician with the Barbados Statistical Service, Janelle Scantlebury-Monsey, says Barbados must invest in stronger data systems and build effective, evidence-based policies, particularly in light of global climate threats. She was speaking during the Enhanced Statistics for Evidence-Based Climate Action in Maritime Trade, Transport, and Fisheries in Barbados workshop.
Good statistics are the backbone of good climate policy. They allow us to detect change, anticipate risk, and plan for the future. Without high-quality statistics, we cannot assess climate threats to port infrastructure and shipping routes, measure disruption in maritime trade caused by extreme weather, track fish stocks affected by warming waters and acidification, quantify the economic consequences of climate impacts, and many others. Evidence shapes action. Without evidence, our climate action is weakened.
She noted that new and more comprehensive data sets must now be collected to ensure Barbados can efficiently defend and represent its national interests.
Statistics have become a strategic asset, shaping how we negotiate, how we prepare, how we respond, and how we are perceived on the global stage. In this environment, decisions cannot be guided by assumptions. The key areas where official statistics and maritime affairs intersect include the collection and analysis of data related to maritime trade, transport, and fisheries. While Barbados Statistical Service already collect and produce data on trade, transport, and storage, fisheries and tourism, new and emerging data sets must be collected and leveraged to ensure we can defend and represent our interests effectively.
Senior statistician at the Barbados Statistical Service, Janelle Scantlebury-Monsey. The Aviation Technical Services of Barbados, ATSB, has been issued the approved maintenance organization certificate through the Barbados Civil Aviation Authority. Speaking to Starcom Network News after receiving the certificate, Director of Maintenance at the Aviation Technical Services of Barbados, Jurston Blenman, explained what the certification means and outlined how it could benefit the local employment sector.
What that is an organization who is now governed by the contracting state of the country, in that case it would be Barbados, in order to carry out approved maintenance services for airlines. From a commercial point of view, it now places faith in external carriers that we are abiding by the IATA regulations in terms of job creation. You now have a case where now that you have an AMO certification in place, you can then look to expand in terms of not only line maintenance, but higher maintenance. And by having higher maintenance in place, you will need technicians and engineers. And so that creates a whole environment for education of those engineers, certification. You have youngsters from SJPI who may not necessarily know that aviation maintenance is a thing, and they can funnel themselves into this field.
Mr. Blenman also explained how this certificate could create more air traffic for Barbados.
One of the things that occurs out of this whole certification is that Barbados is a very strategic hub in terms of the Caribbean, how it's placed. So regarding destinations from like Africa, you have people in South America, then you have North America. And we're such a strategic transit point that, for example, if you have something, what is called a transit stop, and you need certified engineers in order to carry out those transit tests, and we here in Barbados at Aviation Technical Services can carry those checks in a proven and safe manner.
Director of Maintenance at the Aviation Technical Services of Barbados, Jurston Blenman. President of the Caribbean Development Bank, Daniel Best, says equity financing is needed to unlock the transformative potential of small and medium-sized enterprises in the region. He told stakeholders at the opening of the IGM conference that while SMEs are the backbone of social stability, these enterprises face tremendous challenges.
SMEs account for more than 70% of our businesses and a significant share of employment. They are our innovators, risk takers, community employers, and the backbone of social stability. But despite their importance, many of our SMEs remain undercapitalized, over-indebted, and structurally constrained. They are often too big for microfinance, too small or informal for traditional banking, and far too risky for lenders who prefer collateral or creativity.
He issued a call to action for a regional equity agenda.
It is our moment to encourage risk-taking, reward innovation, unleash entrepreneurial energy, build modern capital markets, and empower SMEs not merely to survive, but to lead. Let us commit today to a regional equity agenda, one that positions our SMEs as central actors in growth, one that catalyzes private investment, and one that redefines development finance for decades to come.
President of the Caribbean Development Bank, Daniel Best. Recapping the headlines. The group of concerned parents cautions the Education Ministry against treating education as a billing statement exercise, while a former education minister describes the plan by government as a distraction from issues affecting education. The Barbados Statistical Service stresses a need for stronger data to guide national policy. And the CDB boss says equity financing is crucial for the survival of SMEs. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.